Hello, my name is Carnesha Reese, Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find an assistance site near you?
I am not. Is it Carnesha?
Carnesha.
Carnesha, I'm sorry. I apologize. No, I actually have a question. I just called our local health department to sign my dad up for the COVID-19 vaccination that they have here at Colbert County. I'm in Florence, Alabama, but they have the one in Colbert County. That's where I live. And the lady was telling me that, of course, that you have the criteria, and I completely understand. I actually work at a university, so I completely understand that. But she told me to call you guys about this question. My dad and grandfather live together. My dad is 63. My grandfather's 84. My grandfather's already has his shot and everything. His first series, his first shot. And my dad was going to try to sign up. And I know one of the questions was if you work is a thing that catches us, but if you work for a company that transport people to and from doctor's appointments or medical issues or whatever. Well, he takes my granddad everywhere, not just medical, I mean just everywhere because they live together. She was like, well, you might want to call them to see if your dad will qualify. And I was like, okay, and if he does, what proof do we need? Because my grandfather does dialysis and everything, so my dad takes him to all of that. So I didn't know how much proof or, you know, do we need validation, you know, something like that to bring to that appointment.
Okay, well, they used
He's
to
just
when
63.
They – when I used to do appointments, they used to give a list of what, like, essential workers or what are they. But on their line, they're only pre-registering everybody into the system. So anybody that calls the line gets pre-registered in. Whenever they call out and actually put you in for an actual appointment, then they'll go over the information of, you know, what type of job you have and everything of that nature. But they're just pre-registering in actually on that. They're not doing appointments at all.
Okay, excuse me. They actually gave him an appointment because he put that down for 3/17. But he just wanted to know what he needs to get proof. Like, does he, you know, as far as confirmation of what he does with my grandfather. He also cleans up our church, but that's a whole other thing, which I know that I really could have put that down because he's a janitor at our church. But I was just thinking more of the health part of it.
Yeah, so that's all he had to do is just let them know that he works for somebody. It's not, you don't have to have any paperwork or anything showing what you do to get an actual shot.
Oh, okay. Do you have to show your badge or anything like that, or can he get, like, a letter from the church? I mean, I didn't know what he needed. You know,
anything extra can help, but you don't actually have – it's not necessary that you have the information.
Oh, okay, because they were saying, well, you have to provide – or, like, I don't know if they said proof of whatever, but – I just didn't know what he needed. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everything's good because I'm saying, listen, he's 63, my granddaddy 84. I take care of all their business. So you know how that goes. It's like, well, can you find out? Can you find out? I'm like, I'm at work, but okay, I can call. So I just try to, you know, they're just nervous and making sure they got everything under, you know, what they needed or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. So just let them know that if there's any extra paperwork that they have, they can just take it with them just in case. But they don't give us a list on our end, like, hey, they need this when they come up. They need that. We don't have a list, so
I
don't
need
anything
but
their information.
Yeah, I got you. I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah. I just didn't know if it would be a problem, like an issue, which the lady, she honestly said, she said she doubted because they've done things like that in the past just for caregivers. But she wanted me to call you guys just to make sure because she said some of the things have changed. Some of the criteria has changed. And I said, that's fine. And if he can't, he's 63. Surely he'll be in the next round anyway. You know what I mean? So I'm not really worried, but I just want to make sure he's okay.
Yes, ma'am. So everything is good with him. Just whenever he goes, just tell him he have all his like personal information, you know, like ID and all that good stuff. He doesn't have to actually have a letter or anything.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.